Before we get into the chaos, quick shout out to my rebels over on Patreon. If you want bonus content, behind the scenes tea, and all the unfiltered shit I can't post here, go sign up at patreon.com/Soraya. Unlock the good stuff and join the inner circle. All right, let's get into it. What's up, you guys? Time for part two of Hot Topics. And right now we have Raquel. Raquelie, there she is. We've got Joey and Roxy. We've got Adam eating the best sandwich in the world.
Best sandwich.
And we have Heather in the peanut gallery.
And party of one.
Me. All right, so the last episode we did, you guys, is we talked about conspiracy theories, top 10 conspiracy theories. We did the first five, so we thought we'd finish another episode and talk about extra things, depending on how long this takes, with five more conspiracy theories. And if you have any opinions on it, make sure you go to the comments below and let us know what you think. All right, are you ready, Adam?
I'm ready.
In between the mukbang or the mukbang or whatever it's called.
The mukbang?
I don't know. Is that how it's supposed to be pronounced?
I thought so. Yeah.
What is that?
Mukbang.
Is it mukbang or mukbang?
I think American accents be like mukbang.
What are you trying to say?
Ask ChatGPT.
What is mukbang?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's an eating vlog. It's a vlog style content where people eat a lot of food and like just talk and hang out and stuff.
Oh, okay. I feel like Adam could put away a bunch of food.
But there are certain creators who
how many wings can you eat?
All their content that they do.
Here's the thing. I'm not a big
wings guy. Mukbang.
I had to fast this morning because I had to go get my physical for the first time in like 2 years. And I was fucking hungry.
Why did you have to get a physical?
Well, because I hadn't been to the doctor in a while. Plus, I had to get an RSV shot for because the twins are coming next week.
Next week, dude. Next week. Two more sprogs running around. Oh my God, he's got super sperm.
You gotta get him jackets.
Jesus Christ.
A little baby jacket.
Cut that thing off,
little
Adam.
Little begonia jackets. Well,
jackets.
Little begonia jackets.
I had to get it, and then I also had to talk to him. I was like, he's like, hey, have you had any major surgeries? And I'm like, well, no, but I need to get a vasectomy. And
he goes, Tyler's suckers up.
So I gotta get that figured out later.
Yeah, a little snip
snap. Is that your choice?
That's my choice, yeah.
He now has four children.
I can't afford to have any more.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, at least, was it a boy and a girl?
Boy and a girl, yeah.
Yeah, so at least you have one of each with your missus.
Two boys and two girls.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so you like to even it out before you get the old snip. You're like, you were internally saying, give my missus a boy and a girl and make it even.
Yeah.
There we go. And now he's just going to tie those suckers up.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear a man talk about it because we just finished the new season of Love is Blind. And on
wasn't a good season this season.
But the one guy chose to have it after having a kid. And I was just like, oh, I've never heard anybody talk about it like that. And
really?
It was just, oh yeah. And it was his choice.
I'll be honest. I'd be pretty bummed out because I don't know whether I want kids or not, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm even able to. If you read my book, you know I have issues when it comes to that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But if I had the opportunity to do it like surrogacy, or whatever. I would like to have that opportunity. So if I was to meet a guy and he's already like, oh, I already got my fucking...
Well, you can undo it.
Irreversible.
You can do it reversible, right? And I guess, it would be better than a female doing it because if we do it, that's the end of it. You cannot have... You got your tubes, boom, tubes tied, cut, whatever the case may be. Then you're donezo. But I would like to have a man in my future that might be willing participant in having a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
I think it's cool so there's no, like, accidents. You know?
Yeah,
think it's fucking awesome that you're like willing to go through that. Because
it's
feel like
the
a
best
lot of,
procedure, though.
I feel like a lot of
right?
men are like scared to do that. And birth control has just always been like the women's job.
I can tell you just from my perspective is that
he's, like, too
women, you guys just carry all of it.
Yeah.
Like you do the birth, you do
the carrying for 9 months.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, when it comes to that stuff, like, it's just, I just remember being like younger. Mm-hmm. And if that conversation came up, there would just be no way in hell a guy would get a vasectomy. Like, that it would just be like, oh, yeah, you don't want kids, and the woman has to deal with it.
Yeah. We're on the birth control or like getting whatever, you know. But it is a lot of like hormones and stuff that goes into your body. Like, it's a lot. Birth control affects women in so many different ways.
It kind of changes your body completely, too. Mm-hmm. You might get lucky. My mom didn't have one stretch mark in her pregnancies.
Really?
But there's,
you should see Raquel's sister.
She's tiny.
She's like a swimsuit model.
Oh yeah.
She putting oil on?
I don't know what she's doing.
Dude, I have no idea.
regular yeah. oil yeah, routine.
Yeah, but your missus looks great too. She's carrying twins and she's not got weight anywhere.
Yeah, she looks pretty damn
She's just got her stomach, you know, which is normal. But the rest of her body, I mean, she's like a supermodel too. She's tall, she's skinny, she's gorgeous, you know?
Yeah.
But hey, some women are lucky like that, right?
We got twins and
I'm not saying it's unlucky to get stretch marks, you know, tiger stripes and all that kind of stuff. You should be proud.
It's normal.
Yeah, you should be proud of, like, you know.
It's still sexy. I mean, the whole process is sexy. Like,
that's good to hear a man say that, because I've had some men in my past say it's not sexy.
No, the idea of you're creating life.
Yeah.
And you're growing life inside of you.
Like, it's pretty crazy.
And yeah. It's,
you can't even think about it too much. It's crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, talk about aliens.
Yeah.
I mean,
that concept and the fact that now it's usually around 8:45 at night, the two of them get really, really kind of like active.
That's so funny. Yeah. That's
and you're just like, you're like, oh God, like that's, you look at her stomach, it's just like,
do you think it's because of all the food you eat during the day? Maybe it starts getting
they get active at different times, but Desiree's son is also very active at night too. Yeah. When we went and got like the 40 pictures, we picked a nighttime appointment because that's when he was like moving around.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. She was here doing the Halloween photo shoot that I did. Lara Croft, insert picture here. I look good.
Awesome.
I sent it to Adam too to be like, bro, look what I did. He ignored me for like 2 days.
I was driving.
Finally reacted to it, and I was like, "You know what? Fuck him."
I was driving when you texted me.
I was like, "My brother in Christ! Look at this. It's super cool."
What are you driving to the moon, Adam?
Anyway,
no, it was awesome, and great job with the photos. Great job with the outfit. It was,
and the video was done by Joseph.
I don't give a shit what.
And I helped,
but the whole thing was really, really great. And Raquel ordered my outfit and stuff for me, so she did a good job there. And you can't get plastic guns in California, you guys. You can't get it sent to your house.
Are you serious? Order a fake gun.
We didn't know till the day of.
And if they are, it's like orange or like neon colored, gold, like a water gun type of thing. It's like a very obvious, like a super soaker. It's not like a pistol.
Yeah. I did manage to get one, but it came like literally hours after the shoot. So it was kind of like, never mind.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, she had to leave at like 5 so she can get back for the 7:30 appointment because you were like nighttime scan, baby.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But you got to see the baby rolling around in there. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Imagine just something inside you just fucking kicking. You're just seeing your belly like, oh my God, it makes me a little nauseous. Yeah.
It's a trip for her too. She's like, she said it.
So it feels exactly how she thought
it
would
feel.
You
would imagine it feels something moving around inside you.
Oh my God.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, it makes you kind of wince, right?
Yeah. She's loving
I'm losing a lot of blood.
And she's what, 7 months?
Yeah. Does Anushka does she like being pregnant? Because Desiree loves it, but I feel like with twins, it's probably way more intense.
I think it's a timing thing too. Like towards the end of the pregnancy, you're like,
She's slowing down for sure. She's like waddling now.
I've seen women who are like, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
And it's just like, some people are like that.
That's my sister.
And
definitely.
She's much more kind of, she's like, this is what it is. Okay. But that's also her personality. Yeah. She's very
she's chill, isn't she?
Okay.
Yeah. But I can imagine it being frustrating towards the end. 9 months is a long time, and you're like, just get this fucking thing out of me by this point, because you get uncomfortable. You get constipation, you're in pain, you can't sleep. You know what I mean? There's just a lot that goes into being pregnant, and I don't want people to think pregnancy is easy. I haven't carried a child like that before, right? But I can imagine, just from speaking to my friends that have gone the full way, you know, full 9 months and popped it out, that it's fucking difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult. They're uncomfortable. Shit starts swelling. They're aching.
I think the first couple months were hardest for her. Because being nauseous. Like the morning sickness,
the nausea.
Hated.
First trimester.
But like now, she can't sleep that well. But Friday was her last day of work. So now she's getting to
take it easy for a little bit before she goes into that delivery room. Oh, baby. Yeah, she has to pop 2 out. I think after the first one, you're like, okay, I've done this thing before. Just slide right out of there.
We're doing C-section.
Oh, okay. So I do have a C-section scar, but not from pregnancy, but I had like a surgery where they removed my demon baby, which is the dermoid cyst, had hairs and teeth and shit in it.
Wow, what?
Growing on my ovary. Yeah. So I had it pretty much since I was born, and I didn't realize I had it until later on when I was getting problems. And I actually went for like an x-ray for my back, I think, just to see it. And then they noticed a mass on my ovary.
Yeah.
And then they were like, you have to remove that. That's crazy. And it was 10 centimeters by 6 centimeters.
Oh my gosh.
Right? And it wasn't going to burst or anything. I don't think they burst. I could be wrong. But they had to remove it. Definitely.
They can burst.
Yeah. But it was so big.
Yeah.
that they couldn't just do the usual, like, I had little scars where they tried, and it was so big, they were like, we had to cut you wide open and pull it out. So if you're ever with, like, a new man, you're like, listen, I haven't had a baby. And the scar's, like, fucking, like, this big, you know, at the top, right? It's just, it's just, like, that kind of stuff, but it is very visible.
Yeah.
It is. And it was so painful, the recovery from that.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
So you have to take it. She has to take it so easy because it's, my mom came over and took care of me. And this was like in 2013 or 2014. She came over and took care of me and I couldn't laugh. Yeah. I couldn't sneeze or anything. And my mom was making me laugh. And I was like, please stop. I started laughing and crying. And I was, like, I was like, it's so painful. Couldn't walk straight. It was so, C-sections are painful. They're painful. And C-section scars are bigger, obviously, because you're pulling out something a lot larger than that.
The technology is so advanced now, though, that it's better than it used to be. But like 10 years ago? Twins. So
12 years ago.
Yeah.
It's twins. You know?
Yeah, so yeah. So I hope it's easy on her. I hope it's somewhat easy on her because it is not very fun to have your stomach cut open, for sure.
If I had to give birth, if I had a choice, I would choose a C-section.
For sure. For sure.
I'm scared.
Because if not, your asshole's getting teared.
Yeah. Oh, I'm scared. Desiree's like, excited to do that.
And people that choose natural births too,
that's what I'm saying. My sister, she's like, let's go.
No injection or anything.
She says she wants to try that.
Oh my god. And the needle for that fucking thing is like, I'm bad with needles, so your Heather's wincing right now, but imagine getting that shoved into your back. Oh, women, you are wonder literally. Women, I tell you, superheroes.
Literally
shit that, you know, as females we have to go through or potentially go through.
So I ain't doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, seahorses give birth.
It's male, true.
Male
seahorses.
They're the only...
Can I just say, this is for Shelby, by the way. Seahorses. So we were like, if we were an animal, what do you think we would be? And she turns to me and she's just like, well, you're very sleek, you know, you got good bone structure. And then she was like, I would say a seahorse. And I was like, a seahorse? She was like, yeah, because the horse looked... And I was like, I'm snatched. Not that.
They're snatched.
And then Roxy, my other friend, not the dog, was like, a panther. I was like, I'll take that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
A seahorse? She's like, I'll show you. Because they have like cheekbones and stuff. And I was like, how dare you? Shelby, I know you're watching this. She watches every single one. How dare you? Anyway, should we move on to conspiracy theories, you guys?
Let's get back into it.
Yeah. Are you ready for the next five conspiracy theories? Again, so, for everyone that's just tuning in, we did the conspiracy theories the last episode.
Yep.
And now we picked out five of them. Now we're cranking out the other five.
So the first five, quick recap. Number one, the JFK assassination.
Yep.
We should have done this in reverse. That's my fault. One, JFK assassination. Two, the moon landing. Three, 9/11 being an inside job. Number four, Area 51 and aliens. Number five, the earth is flat. Number six.
Wait, before we get into it.
Oh gosh, of course.
Any guesses on what might be on this list? I think the pyramids will be on the list.
Oh, I think the pyramids. Maybe we'll be talking about
Stonehenge.
Stonehenge.
That's my fave. The pyramids.
All right, let's have it.
Yeah. Go on then.
Anything else?
Sea aliens.
Atlantis. Mermen.
Ooh.
Merman.
Mermaids.
Mythical creature, maybe.
All right, what do we got? Let's get into
it. Okay, so number six, secret societies. The Illuminati and New World Order.
1,000%.
This long-running theory posits that a powerful and secretive elite, such as the Illuminati or another shadowy group, controls world affairs and is working toward establishing an authoritarian global government.
Yes.
You know what? that does remind me of the people that live underground in Vegas in the tunnels and stuff like that.
Why does that remind you of that?
There's like, I think they call them the rat people or something like that.
Like
Shelby was
explaining
it
to me. I
think
there's a movie on it.
But there is people that live in the tunnels in Vegas, but it's mostly just homeless people.
Yeah.
What tunnels?
Yeah. Like sewers.
Sewers.
It's like
in the sewers.
Encampments.
We're not talking like three people. We're talking about like cities.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty fucking hot.
Do you remember that thing that was going viral where Jewish people were living in the sewers in New York or something like that?
What?
No.
Yeah, there was like this, I think it got debunked, but there was like a video of like this Jewish guy.
Was it AI?
Curls and all. No, I think there was, we'll have to Google it, but he was coming out of one of the drains, you know, like those round drains.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
He was popping out of one of it or something like that. But there was
I feel like I do remember on Twitter or something seeing something like that. But
maybe
ever since Ghostbusters came out and said, like, you know, there's underground old subway tunnels which have to exist.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean Ninja Turtles
for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. Great show.
I mean, there's just gotta be space down there to do that type
some
of thing.
Some abandoned industrial old thing that used to work and it's just like shut down. That's a perfect place to live.
Just remind me, what's the whole vibe on this like Illuminati? What's the deal?
Anyway, Illuminati. Yeah, anytime someone's like, everyone's like, ah, or like there's like
as above, so below.
Yeah, like there'll be like celebs and shit like that. They'll just do it to fuck with people or
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
But everyone thinks they're selling their soul to the Illuminati when they get a little bit of fame.
So I only know it on a surface level, meaning like, okay, like Beyonce and Jay-Z are in it, Justin Bieber's in it because there's a picture of him crying one way, like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, it's so they have influence over.
I think it's people who are so powerful that they would never like show anything. You know what I mean? I think people that are doing hand signs or whatever.
I mean, okay, here's my honest take on it. I do believe there is a 1% of people who sit around and make decisions for the entire fucking
for
world.
For sure.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Do I think it's
they have a group name?
People on Instagram who are like, "Hey, you hit the 100 million follower club." Like, I mean, sure, they probably have their little parties too, but I don't think they're.
Do you think
dealing life the same way?
And they're like, what's that? Like Pizzagate or whatever? Like drinking blood and shit like that. Like they think there's this whole.
Yeah, yeah. It's world like a,
like that where they drink.
They're into like blood. They're into like sick shit too. Yeah, like you know, they're like also creeps in that
talking
way.
About
allegedly.
Like,
allegedly,
that?
Yeah.
That guy.
The, yeah, that, you know, the guy.
Yeah,
you know,
I was thinking of the Tom Hanks the movie.
The Da Vinci Code?
Da Vinci Code.
Ooh,
great book.
Oh my gosh.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez.
But there's
shout out
to Tom Hanks.
Well, no. shout out to Adam Nee, who did a sketch about it. He kept referring to it as the Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code.
He did this, him, Zach Steele, Brian Sacca, and Jordan Vogt Roberts and Adam Carpenter did this series called Book Club. And it's back when web series were really popular. And so they did this for Comedy Central. And there were these just bit of characters that were just so dumb and had a book club. They couldn't read properly.
That's
it was
hilarious.
Awesome. It was really good.
Oh my God.
And Ryan Judd, he was also in that group.
It's just a bunch of dyslexic people.
Kind of, yeah. The Da Vinci Club.
Yeah.
Quick little break to shout out the brands that help keep this chaotic circus going. And trust me, you'll want to hear this one. Hey, Rebels, real talk for a second. You ever feel like your brain's running a Royal Rumble of its own? Stress, distractions, trying to remember if you even ate breakfast this morning? Yeah, same. That's why I started using Symbiotica. Their supplements are clean, high quality, and most importantly, they actually work. I've been loving their magnesium L-threonate. It helps me focus during the day, keeps my mood balanced, and at night, I'm actually calm enough to get a full night's sleep. Total game changer. And the Shilajit liquid complex tastes like hazelnut cacao and supports my energy, recovery, and even hormone balance. Basically, it keeps me feeling human without all the junk you find in other stuff. Plus, everything shows up right at your door, so no excuses, Rebels. I see you. If you're ready to feel like your best self again, here's your move. Go to symbiotica.com/Soraya for 20% off plus free shipping, baby. That's symbiotica.com/Soraya for 20% off plus free shipping. Stay sharp, stay strong, and keep breaking rules.
So getting used to these confessionals, I'm pretty sure they want me to confess my honest feelings about certain things. So the thing that I'm gonna confess today is my love for the group BTS. And I don't think I'll ever be able to stop talking about them because they mean the world to me. I can't wait for them to go back on tour, and they need to go to all their concerts for them to release new music because we have been waiting since 2021 for some new songs from them. So I'm just really excited to see them all reunited again as a group. It's going to be so iconic, and I just can't freaking wait. What if we go to Korea, go to the same tattoo artist, and we all get number sevens? I don't know if the tattoo artists would do it. I don't know if they would do it, but I'm hoping that I can pitch it to them in a way that doesn't come off super obvious. So that's what I'm getting. That's all I got for this week.
Hey guys, it's me again. Hey, I figured I'd try something new and try and establish a little bit more of a team bonding thing. I ordered jackets for the team, which I thought was kind of a cool idea. Obviously, you saw Soraya wearing hers, Joey wearing his. They sent the wrong size. What do you want me to do about it? Sorry, Joey. Wrong size.
I think mine's too small. Everybody else got sick jackets, but I know he did this on purpose. He knows I'm a 2XL. There's something off about this guy. I'm gonna find out.
I am killing it. I am killing it. Truly. I don't think you can find a better host than me. Adam and Joey seem like the brothers. They're getting along just fine. Heather's still kind of just there. I don't know. I had to speak to her about that. Google Translate. Mm-hmm. And then Raquel? I don't really know what she does. Either way, I'm smashing it.
Otra noche de grabación. Pasé 2 horas ahí sentada, haciendo absolutamente nada. Con frío, nadie me ofrece una chaqueta. Yo existo. Y pero no. Pero no sé. Estoy cansado.
Okay, do you think that, like, if these people are controlling the world, it has to be, like, the richest people, probably, right?
It has to be, yeah.
So do we think, rich, like, Elon Musk, like, Jeff Bezos, like, what's his name?
Oh, like, well, isn't he the richest man in the world?
Right. Isn't right? Elon Musk?
He is, yeah.
Number I mean, one? They're...
No, I think
Jeff Bezos and him kind of go back and forth.
To the trillionaire club.
Yeah.
Well, it's Musk, and then I want to say it's Larry Ellison is number two. He recently passed Musk.
What does Larry Ellison do?
Oracle.
Richest man.
What is Oracle?
Oracle is software.
Oh, okay.
That whole...
Okay, he's Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world.
His son just bought Paramount, merged with them, and they're in the process of buying Warner Brothers and dethroning...
And the top four is Elon Musk with $469 billion. Larry Ellison, the founder of Oracle, is $323 billion. Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, doesn't say the number of him. And Bernard Arnault.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The head
he owns
of the LVMH luxury
He owns
goods.
Louis Vuitton.
He's old school money.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a Frenchman.
Respect to him.
Hang on. Shelby's messaging me. Let me do a voice note. Hey, Shelby. By the way, sorry for not responding. We're filming podcast back to back right now, and I just talked about how you said I was a seahorse.
Seahorse, seashell, seahell.
Okay. Joey just fucking had a stroke. But... Yeah, I just told them. So if you want to send a voice note defending yourself, you totally can. Going back to that, though, continue of what we were saying.
All right. So do we think the Illuminati were agreed with that?
Are they in it?
Are they
Are in celebrities it? Are they... in it? No, I don't think that's a thing.
Those are the richest people in the world?
Do I think Beyonce's in it? No.
No. I agree, no. They have to be like the elite people.
But I mean, anything those guys do on any scale is going to affect the world.
They definitely influence.
This is not on the list, although I think it should be. This might come in and take over, but this sort of ties in with secret society. Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh my God, the files?
It's not on the list. Well, not just the files. He didn't kill himself in prison.
He didn't
As things continue
and the footage is gone too.
All of a sudden there was seconds that went missing. Okay. Oh, it just regenerates at midnight.
Don't worry,
like,
trust
what?
Us.
Come on.
But deeper than that is the idea that he is actually Israeli intelligence. And
interesting.
So you throw in that layer with the fact, the time when effectively bringing in underage women in terms of modeling and bringing them in, and that whole network of people, that rabbit hole goes real deep.
Dirt on everybody.
I don't know if we're ready for it. I want to hear it, but I don't know if
we
could
do a whole episode
on
this Jeffrey Epstein stuff, you guys. But let us know in the comments. We all believe he didn't kill himself, right?
Yeah.
Bad guy.
Yeah.
Definitely a bad guy. Let's be real here.
Yeah.
Evil.
100%.
Right.
Ain't nobody out here saying he's not. Ain't nobody out here saying he's not evil. Yeah.
Bad guy.
Yeah.
I actually...
I'm like, why is no one agreeing with me?
What I've actually been enjoying is I signed up to my first Substack the other day, which is Michael Wolff, who is the author of the biography on Trump. And then also he interviewed Epstein for like countless hours.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
And so he more recently... Melania Trump's team has sued him and he is now countersuing them.
Oh my gosh.
And it's opening up this whole thing where he's kind of getting into like the story behind this, which is actually really interesting. And he released conversations that he was part of with Epstein and Bannon. And you're just like, oh man, this is
way deeper than
this is juicy.
Yeah. So when do you think those files would be released? Will they ever
be released? I feel like they will because it's got to be so many people involved.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How many people do you think
one thing is
going
to pop the seams.
Are we talking like less than 10 people have access?
Oh, no. It's because it's been around for a long time. Like a lot of people were around back then.
Because that's the case. You know? I'm sure someone's like...
There was one person who was recently elected and nominated and they haven't sworn her in yet.
Yeah, the representative.
Because... If she is sworn in, then officially it tips the scale in enough votes where they could vote to have the Epstein files released.
Mm-hmm.
And they strategically haven't sworn her in.
And the government's
like,
still shut down.
It's this, blah, blah. Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other conspiracy right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a lot going on.
This one is spicy. Might be too spicy for just a 10-minute conversation.
Yeah. We'll keep tracking this.
Yeah, we will. We will. We'll keep tracking. Just for you guys. We're doing
this show. This is now just a conspiracy show.
Don't worry. We got your back here. Yeah.
Don't worry, guys.
If there's any news outlet you can trust, it's us.
Hey, I'm not suicidal. All right. Go ahead.
I heard someone was stripped of their title in England.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Prince Andrew.
I think because of that.
Yeah, I mean, there was pictures out there.
Yeah.
Fucking Prince Andrew, you dummy.
Sorry.
Well deserved strip, I will say.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be, meddling in that kind of business, you
shame.
Dumbass.
Shame.
Shame.
All right, moving on from secret societies. Number 7, chemtrails. This theory claims that the condensation trails left by airplanes, contrails, are actually chemtrails composed of chemicals or biological agents being deliberately sprayed into the atmosphere by governments or purposes such as population control or weather manipulation.
Okay, I've never heard that. I think we might be able to manipulate the weather, though.
Really?
Right?
Have you seen those cloud makers? Have you seen that?
No.
They're pretty crazy.
Yeah. In Japan.
Massive machines that
don't they do it in Japan?
Yeah, they can produce clouds.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We need to do that here when it's fucking forest is on fire.
That's what I mean. So I'm just
make
like,
it fucking rain already.
They made it rain. Well, they make it rain. We had a fucking storm like a week after. Remember, it flooded my whole backyard. Yeah, it's crazy. Never mind.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this is the time. But they also, there was no water in the hydrants when that was happening too.
That was a whole thing.
Yeah. I was like, we are on fire, right? And there was no water in the hydrants. And they were just like, put it in the sea for the krill.
Well,
put what in the sea?
The water. We're filtering water directly to the sea, right?
I think it was Donald Trump who said empty the dams, right? Didn't he say like empty
the dam? I don't
want to
get misinformation or anything, but we were definitely slacking when it came to the fires.
Yeah.
We were unprepared.
Yeah. Agreed.
All of us were in Los Angeles, or you guys are south of
Los
Angeles.
You see the fires from the backyard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was fucking terrified.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So
I was in New Zealand. I flew back that morning, jumped on some work calls, and by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the first fire had broken out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're used to fires in and around Los Angeles. That's part of living out here. It's, you know, we made it through October without having any major fires. That's our fire season with Santa Ana winds.
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But that was terrifying.
It was awful.
And I remember one had broken out in the Hollywood Hills, was coming down into the valley, and that was less than a mile from friends of my daughter. And it was just like,
you know,
we need to pack
her.
Shit up. Yeah. And we need to pack shit up and just get ready to leave. Yeah. And so there were two trips that we made up to one to Santa Barbara and one to Ojai, just like to get the fuck out of here.
You know what was scary too at that moment? Because just the canyon over was where a fire got broke out, but it was because someone started that fire.
Yeah.
They were quick enough to get it out, but that was really scary because I was like, okay, I have all these animals right here.
Yeah.
I can't take my car because the roads are chock-a-block.
Yeah.
Right? They are fucking rammed full of cars. There's no way you can move. And I'm just like, I'm fucking stuck here.
Yeah.
Like, that's just hope for the best. And luckily they did, you know, be able to put that fire out. But it was scary because of all the winds and it was taking like little particles of fire and shit like that.
Oh, like the embers.
Embers. Yeah. And the wind was the worst part because it was spreading the embers to like trees, people's houses. You had people on the house hosing their houses down to try and avoid it. It was so fucking scary.
Just tons of idiots out here just lighting fires.
Yeah, exactly. It was so fucked up and it was so terrifying. And like we lost fucking
a lot of shit.
Malibu, fucking Thousand Oaks and shit, right? And
have you driven through
Palisades? That was it.
Like any of Malibu, the Palisades, or Altadena?
No, I haven't drove down.
Ain't nobody rebuilding their houses. That's for fucking sure.
I mean, that's a whole other conversation. I've driven through Altadena a few times, and that is, it looks like a war zone. I mean, it is absolutely just crushed a community that was, for the most part, a pretty working class community of Los Angeles. And, you know, housing prices have gone up. That's a whole other crisis.
Right.
But, you know, that was kind of one of the last historic communities in and around Los Angeles in that sense. And it's really unfortunate to see what's happened. And knowing, I think what's even more frustrating is you look at the land sales of who's been buying
that. Aren't like companies fucking buying that shit?
For the most part, they're larger corporations.
You know.
And it's like, cool, you're not going to rebuild in the same, with the same charm, the same sense of community. Maybe they will, but it's really hard to assume that they will. I do remember reading there was one company that was actually, he was a local and he'd raised some money and he was buying back property.
Did you see the guy who won the lottery?
What?
Huh? Yeah. One of the guys who won like one of the biggest like Powerballs or whatever, he's like rebuilding houses now.
Maybe that's what
that's awesome.
That's Isn't cool. that insane?
Yeah.
There should be laws preventing like fucking corporations from just doing in a time of travesty, you know what I mean, like using that to their advantage. Like there should, I wish there could be some sort of thing to prevent that.
Look at our administration.
That's our state though should be able to.
The sick part is outside of politics for a second,
sorry,
is that's a whole can of worms
we don't we are not doing.
But the sick part is literally just a few days later we end up having like flash flooding.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it rained like 3 days later. It was so cool. Yeah.
It was so like fucked up in a way. Yeah. Cause like, I mean, I had a video, I can show the video on the podcast of it just fucking pouring in my backyard. It was so much water. Yeah. I was like, no, I have a fire next to my house one day and then I'm like drowning the next day. It was insane. But did you Google the clouds thing?
I did
Google the clouds. Okay, go on then.
Okay.
That was before AI too. So these are
I'll give you that. Cloud makers can refer to two main things. The company, the cloud makers, which creates patented dripping rain clouds.
Yep.
Those for more watering houseplants.
Do I agree that they're using a plane to like control a thing?
Make
I
don't hurricanes? Know.
I've never heard that before. But I do think we have the technology as we're reading, especially in countries like Asia, because they're so advanced over there.
Well, that's a great segue.
Go on then. What is it?
COVID-19.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
And 5G microchips. But let's focus on COVID-19. The COVID-19
microchips, dude.
The COVID-19 pandemic spawned numerous theories, including claims that the virus was a bioweapon, the vaccines contained microchips for tracking people, or that 5G wireless technology was linked to the spread or severity of the disease.
That's a little out there.
I was one of the people that it was mandatory to get the vaccine because I got both of them. The second one made me very, very sick, which is just, you know, my body fighting the whatever. Mm-hmm. But I had to get it. If not, I wouldn't be allowed to stay in the country. I'm a green card holder. So there was an option for people to get. Yeah. You have to
play by the rules, bro.
Yeah, you have to. For me to, it was actually me getting my green card. They were like, you have to get all these vaccinations. And I did back-to-back vaccinations, like in like a span of like a month.
Too soon.
I was just sick as fuck the whole time. But I got back-to-back vaccinations, and it was mandatory that I got both the first two COVID vaccines.
Right.
If not, I wasn't allowed to even get my green card.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So like I there was an option for people to be able to get it or not. I was just one of those people where it wasn't an option and I had to get it whether I liked it or not. It was crazy.
And now you're full of microchips.
Now, the, you know.
The 5G, well, bro.
Yeah. So my phone reads my mind.
So what do we think?
Do I think
was COVID a bioweapon? Was it engineered in a lab? What?
Or was it a leak like they said was? Of like,
How did they
say it was like naturally? Like,
they said allegedly it was from China.
Yeah.
Right.
But something having to do with animals.
Yeah.
In monkeys. China.
Monkeys.
That haven't was you seen outbreak?
It's just South Park ruins all things for me.
I do think like the concept of a bioweapon is so terrifying. But I do think that is a real fucking possibility and like thing that people could be working on, whether it's like something.
Just not give people ideas.
Well, okay, you're right. Horror movie level shit. You know what I mean? Like, that is so scary to think about. But it's like, would I be shocked?
Well, they said that HIV was man-made, right?
Right.
Back in then, because obviously it was only for a certain kind of person to get it or whatever at the time. I think it was in the 80s. There was like this outbreak of it. And people have a conspiracy that that was also
targeting them,
bioweapon, you know, based around obviously homophobia. And so that was awful. So do I think they're capable of making bioweapons? I think so.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So scary. Yeah.
Biological warfare is very real.
Yeah.
But why do we think they did the COVID bioweapon though? Like, what's the theory behind that?
What's the game?
Yeah. What's the more
population control?
Population.
Well, like Thanos?
Who benefited from COVID? Did any countries or,
Were. They wouldn't talk about
corporations.
Companies?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Some companies made a lot of money, but.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is this like too crazy? He's just giving
me. Oh, yeah, Joey's quiet.
No,
he's just looking at me like.
I don't want to say anything fucking dumb.
Like, I don't either. Or
I don't
want
to give anybody ideas out there, okay? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's just, you don't know. It's a tricky situation.
I really don't know.
It was only, 5 years ago, which is still a long time ago, but it's.
It is crazy, though, that, like, we had to go through that, but then you see, like, what, the Spanish flu was, like, back then, and everyone had to wear masks and live, you know what I'm saying? So it's, like, almost history repeating itself in, like, weird ways.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it won't be the last.
Don't you think it's crazy as millennials? We've, like, lived through a millennium. We've lived through...
I'm tired.
Fucking, yeah.
I'm fucking tired.
Yeah. We lived through millennium. We've lived through, obviously, this bioweapon.
Recession.
Plague. Well, it's the plague, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like the plague back in the day.
Recessions.
Where it's like brought out by mice, right? That was the thing. If you, right? It was just like everything's from an animal, apparently, though. That's the idea of where these plagues are all coming from is an animal.
I don't know if we'll ever really know, but I feel like we still need more time to like go back and review, you know?
I think like a lot of the time it was handled kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Like the handling of the...
People didn't know what the fuck was
going on.
Yeah, we're just this like... This is the 1947 Roswell, New Mexico, and we'll find out...
Right.
In...
On a later date?
Maybe. Yeah, later date.
We'll see. I don't know what happened with that. I'm just happy that we survived it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here right now talking to you guys about it.
It was scary. It was scary shit.
It was scary. Mm-hmm. It was terrifying. I remember getting the call because I was still with WWE at the time. I was supposed to fly out. And they were like canceling flights.
Fly out from where?
From LA to go to like a different state. Mm. I can't remember where we were going to. But they were like, we're only using people that are obviously mandatory to the show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they were restricting access to work. You had to stay in your homes. I remember my uncle Len, he passed away a few years ago, but he was over here. And there was like a restriction on grocery stores that you couldn't go between the time 6 and like 12 because that was everybody that was over the age of like 60. That was like, you know, might be
their
a risk.
Time to shop.
Yeah. And so you could go with them, but they had to be, you had to have an elderly person with you. So my Uncle Len would take me and my ex to the grocery store around that time so we can get all our shopping and stuff. And then we would spray the car. We'd be spraying the grocery bags. Yeah. We'd be washing our, you know, wearing masks, wearing gloves and shit like that because obviously it was fucking terrifying time. During that time, did anyone pick up a special talent? I started cooking more.
What were you making?
We got a dog.
the lion guy, was his name?
Oh, yeah, Tiger King.
Oh my god.
Oh,
my god.
Oh, everyone was into that.
I really thought he might have Twitch? Been exonerated.
On Twitch, Twitch times. That I was her like talent. Going crazy yeah. with Twitch. And then also, yeah.
Cooking. It's kind of crazy that we all just got together and said, this is what we're watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Like everybody got on the Tiger King.
That was cool. Crossing.
Yeah, yeah.
People were more social. I mean, we were still getting out, getting for walks, getting exercise. Like, mm-hmm.
It was a weird restart, but also it's also interesting how quick we kind of sweep it under the rug.
Yeah.
We're kind of like, life's so fucking crazy. Like, that next. Happened. Like, yeah. What else yeah. are we gonna do?
It's just crazy to think about and how it's been 5 years.
Yeah, life fucking goes on.
Since it happened.
It feels like yesterday, but also like forever ago.
Yeah, it's weird. It's so that weird. First time when you got to hang out in groups and shit like that. Whoa. Remember that? You were like,
is this allowed?
Yeah. You know, it's weird yeah. feeling. All right, what's the next one?
Number 9.
Oh, God.
With Barack Obama birtherism. This baseless theory, most prominent during Obama's presidency, claimed he was not a natural-born U.S. citizen and therefore was not eligible to be president, despite the release of his official birth certificate.
So even with the birth certificate, people were just like, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? This is one of the top 10.
This is a conspiracy theory? Yeah, this one isn't as so interesting. He proved everyone wrong, right? Yeah. He released his birth certificate, but they're probably like, it's fake.
Yeah.
It's not that exciting.
It's like when I released my doctor's note that I was allowed to be thing, and everyone was like, this is a
they're not a real doctor.
Note. That's not a real doctor. I'm like, this guy does celebrities, dude. I specifically went to this guy.
There was a typo or whatever they were saying.
He was a big deal. And because there was a typo in it, everyone was like, it's a fake thing. I'm like, it's not. Wait,
explain this because I haven't heard this. People thought when you came back and cleared.
Yeah, it was cleared.
That they you said, were like,
it was fake. And that AW mocked it up or whatever. And I'm like, no, I went to
you would just put your life on the line with a broken fucking neck.
I want to get back in the ring. Like,
that's insane.
You said that.
I didn't know that.
I guess I might have this wrong. AW has their own doctors.
Yes.
But you went to an independent one.
Yeah. I didn't want to go to a wrestling doctor.
Right. Because
you want someone with like an unbiased opinion.
Yes.
Right.
In my opinion.
Not saying wrestling doctors are. Right. Push you to do something you don't want to do. That's not the case whatsoever. I just wanted to go to a doctor that was a high profile doctor that wouldn't risk his career.
Yeah, 1000%.
To put me in the ring.
Yeah.
Right. And so, I mean, he did massive names. I can't tell you the names of them, but he is based here in LA. But I'm talking singers, NFL players, actors, actresses. Like he in his office and his huge office, by the way. It's a fucking beautiful
he ain't
office.
Trying to make mistakes out here.
Down near Marina Del Rey is where it is. He didn't make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he had pictures of everybody on his walls and stuff like that. And he like, he did an x-ray, a CT scan, and an MRI because he wanted to triple check every inch of my neck.
That's everything you can look at.
Right? And so he did that. Halloween. That was a good Halloween. And I said, will I get paralyzed if I get back in the ring again? He said, no. But if you want to take it easy, you can. And he said, if you ever need a break, hit me up and I will send a doctor's note to them to say, hey, she needs to take a little breather, right? Because no doctor would risk that to paralyze their patient. But that was specifically the reason why I went there. And I sent a couple of my friends there afterwards to this doctor to get a surgery because he was so great. But yeah, people thought, because you know how the internet can be, dude. Even if you release documents or whatever, they could be like, that's not real. Right. That's fake.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be real. So this Barack Obama thing, if he was born here, this is birth certificate. Okay, let it go, move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are we so fixated on that? If you are on his side or you're not on his side, who gives a fuck? Yeah. Why is this on the list?
Right.
Right.
I need alien shit, not if Barack Obama was born in the U.S.
To be fair, though, Adam did say we went a little out of order. We're going down. We're digressing here.
Yeah, it would. Come on, guys. Get that thing thinking up here.
Although number 10, I would actually say, is
more
of a conspiracy than number 9, in my opinion.
Okay. All right, Rebels. You know I don't play by the rules, so listen up. WWE on Netflix? Absolute game changer. But here's the problem. Not everyone gets it yet. Some of you are still stuck watching on cable, sitting through endless commercials, while the rest of us are watching uninterrupted chaos the way it's meant to be. Let's fix that. Our friends at Surfshark VPN have the hookup. With just a few clicks, you can switch your virtual location, set it to Canada, and boom. You've just unlocked the Canadian Netflix library. That means all the WWE action, totally commercial-free, plus a bunch of other shows you can't even get in the States. And the best part? You can try Surfshark risk-free with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to surfshark.com/rulebreakers or use code RULEBREAKERS at checkout. You'll get 4 extra months when you sign up for a 2-year plan. Big love to Surfshark for keeping us rebels connected. Now, let's get back to breaking rules.
Death of Princess Diana.
My lady. Aww. Oh, I love her. Yeah, many,
this would be you. You're
many people believe Diana's death in a 1997 car crash in Paris was not an accident, but an assassination orchestrated by the British royal family or intelligence agencies.
I believe it.
Why? What's the give us the context?
Well, isn't like first of all. The royal family have this saying that they say, don't explain, don't complain, or whatever the fuck it is, don't explain.
You've been here too long.
I have. My dad's a big royalist or whatever, but he loves the royal family. But half the country think it was, it's the same everywhere. Half the country think it was, you know, an assassination. Half the country doesn't think it is. But if you see the pictures and stuff like that, the car is completely different coming out the other side, by the way.
Is it really?
It's a whole day, like the license plate is different and everything. Which might be fake, but Google it. But I think she was killed. She was so powerful, dude. She was a powerful woman.
I just remember how impactful it was here. Like everybody was watching the news. Like
she was doing everything that was outside of royal protocol.
Yeah.
And I loved her because you know what? She went up to a child with AIDS and gave him a hug and shook his hand because she wanted to prove to people that you can't spread it just by touch.
Yeah.
She was a wonderful woman. She was wearing the revenge dress, which is a short black dress and stuff. She was so fucking powerful, dude.
She had all the people on her side.
100%.
She's got the number one beanie baby.
Oh. England. Really?
Yeah, it's like the most expensive beanie babies.
The rare beanie baby.
People still, she's still so beloved, dude. So beloved. She was a powerful, powerful woman. They say that she had like an affair though. But Charles was having an affair. Actually, Taylor just sent me a meme earlier about when she, you know, Diana did the interview and she was like, there was 3 people in this marriage. She said that was me, her, and Ollie.
Oh my gosh.
But Charles was openly having an affair with Camilla Parker Bowles.
Yeah.
I hate that bitch.
Yeah.
You're the fucking devil.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm not suicidal.
conspiracies?
I didn't pick up on that the first time and I was like, wait, I know what you're going at.
Yeah.
Okay, did you Google it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at these images are horrific. I don't even want to show this.
Awful. Yeah, don't show them on the screen, but.
I mean, that car is just fucking toast, destroyed. Dude.
Like, all of a sudden, she went deep into this fucking tunnel, and that's where she gets fucking killed.
Yeah.
A little too convenient.
It's too convenient, yeah. She's getting chased by I think she had a lot of dirt. She had tons of dirt, dude.
Like, the motive was fucking
They think they couldn't trust her.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you think it was like a threat that she was like a woman in power?
She was a powerful woman.
Yeah.
Like England, she's against beloved. That's where the people's princess came from.
Yeah.
Because she was so powerful. And she was cool, dude. Yeah. She was one of the coolest fucking people ever. She just wasn't your regular royal, which is where Meghan Markle was trying to fucking, she was trying to copy. Yeah, I was like, you will never be her. No one will ever be Princess Diana. That is our princess. That is our princess. Oh. What do you guys think? Do you think Diana was killed?
1,000%. Yeah, I'm not like, you know, I grew up in America and I was really young.
You've when read she, like, and passed seen.
Away. Yeah. But everything I've learned about her and just all their, they were button heads, you know, the whole time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're going against the fucking royal family.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, I think the motive was there for sure.
It's like Guy Fawkes. We have a holiday in England. That the 5th of November, it's called Bonfire Night, right? And we celebrate pretty much this kind of Robin Hood kind of guy that was kind of trying to overthrow the government, right? And the government found him. He tried to burn down the government.
Yeah.
And now in protest, kind of like to remind the government, like,
Don't fuck with us.
We do bonfires every November 5th. But the guy, that Guy Fawkes died, and they hung him and publicly burned him alive.
Jesus.
Damn.
But we just celebrate him, you know? I'm pretty sure they burned him alive. Let me make sure.
They immortalized him.
Yeah, they did. They immortalized him 100%. Oh, that was actually misinformation. He was not burned at the stake. He was going to burn the parliament down, which is why we do bonfires. But he was sentenced to be hung, drawn, and quartered. He died during the hanging when his neck was broken, avoiding the full ordeal of the gruesome punishment. The practice of burning at the stake was reserved for women convicted of high treason. Guy Fawkes and his fellow plotters were convicted of high treason and sentenced to that. 1606 is when he died, January 1st, 1606. The gunpowder plot was discovered after Catholic Lord received a warning letter, which he then passed on to the Protestant king's chief minister. Half the plotters were killed in a shootout. The rest, including Guy Fawkes, were tried for treason. The captive plotters were found guilty and executed in January 1606. Whether Guy Fawkes was a good guy is a matter of perspective, as his legacy is viewed differently depending on the interpretation of his actions. Historically, he was seen as a traitor and villain for his role in the gunpowder plot to blow up Parliament and assassinate King James I. However, he is now also viewed by some as a symbol of resistance against government oppression and a figure of rebellion, partly due to his portrayal in modern media like the graphic novel and film Viva Vendetta.
That's what I said.
But yeah, he's celebrated in England. Every November 5th.
Sounds like a rule breaker to me.
What we were just talking about.
The rule breaker of the week goes to
Guy Fawkes.
We haven't done that. Yeah, I guess that would be rule breaker.
There we go.
That's perfect.
So it's like, oh, 4th of July. Yeah. We do fireworks and everything.
Yeah.
I used to love those days because you build bonfires with your family and shit like that. Mm. You're fucking dancing. You're toast to marshmallows. I still have a picture of me and my brother in those fucking bleached pants.
Pull it up.
Them throwbacks.
Oh, yeah. I might have it in my phone, actually. Hang on.
What you got over there, Adam?
That's all I got.
I feel like you went deep into the Diana thing and just got real quiet.
Yeah, it was dark.
I was like watching you watch that, and I was like, okay.
Here it
is. Oh my God.
We'll have to throw that up on the podcast. Wow.
Bonfire night. Me and my brother poking the bonfire with sticks. We're trying to get it like really high and stuff. But yeah, I bleached those jeans, those flares right there.
Hell yeah.
What's everyone scared of talking about Diana for? What are you scared of?
Hmm?
Why are you scared of talking about Diana?
I'm not scared of talking about her.
What's your opinion on it?
My
Go on.
I mean, I agree with you. She was a woman in power. Officer. You know, the British royal family.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
It's a lineage of just pure.
I am also not suicidal.
Can I say something random? And we can totally cut it out if it's.
No. Go on.
Doesn't. If it's really cheating.
What are you looking at me?
He's going to laugh at me. There's something Princess Diana that relates to BTS in a conspiracy theory way.
You can cut this out, Mikey.
No, we're going to use this. We're ending on this.
Keep this. Some people say.
This is number 11 on the list, by the way.
BTS have 8 members.
That Jungkook is Princess Diana reincarnated because he was born the day after she passed away. And he's afraid of microwaves, and apparently so was she.
That's funny. That actually reminds me of Trisha Paytas or whatever, where every time she had a kid, someone would die.
Wait, what? Tell me about this.
A celebrity. So they think...
What was it? No, you tell me. You go.
So it would be like a major celebrity death, and then
give me one example.
I can't remember.
Well, one was the queen.
It was two. Yeah, yeah.
And then wasn't it?
We have to look it up. When someone passed, they were like, "Oh my god!" Like,
is she having another baby?
Trisha Paytas. Oh,
wasn't
her
it Hulk Hogan the second one?
Yeah, dude.
Wasn't it that?
I think it might have been.
So her kids are reincarnated, the queen and Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. Can we double check that it was Hulk Hogan?
That's
because
crazy.
Yeah. It was definitely someone else, like a big public figure, that died the same day she gave birth.
One of them, it was
Did you Google?
Ozzy Osbourne.
That's
God. Yeah. That's a big
It's crazy.
Right
so, okay. So
Stop
Queen Elizabeth,
having kids.
Pope Francis, and Ozzy Osbourne.
That's crazy.
And then all of a sudden her babies are born. It's the weirdest thing.
It'd be weird if she named her babies after all of them.
Or didn't she call them like Malibu Bobby and like...
They have interesting names.
They definitely have interesting names. Are you Googling it right now?
I'm not Googling this.
Hey, this is pop culture stuff.
People this is real shit.
This.
Yeah.
I know.
This is big. It was
what
like
are we naming the twins, Adam?
I don't know yet.
Ozzy.
We'll see who freaking...
Alpha and Beta.
Yeah,
Alpha Beta. Okay, Elon.
I do want to throw something in here to close it out, and this has nothing to do with really conspiracies or babies getting born when people die or whatever. This is actually for my brother, right? And I say I'd talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
My brother Roy has started a company which I'm going to be partnering up with him with, and it's called The Sobriety Club. And eventually he wants to open like a hot, like a real brick and mortar club where people can go in
safe
and
space.
They can socialize and, you know, like have parties
That's
there
great.
Or go in there and yeah. like, mm-hmm. you know, help each other get sober and mm-hmm. stuff, which I love. But right now he does have a merch company. I think it's sobrietyclub.shop, I want to say. I'll find the link for you and I'll put it up on the screen here. But he does have some merch out too. And if you can, go to sobriety.club on Instagram. Let me double check that.
And Soraya, if he's serious about that, I know we were texting about this last night, but happy to put him in touch with Carl Radke, who just opened
yeah.
a soft bar space in Brooklyn, which very similar concept.
They can do
like,
a club.
So this is crazy. So I had space. No idea what you were talking about, yeah. honestly, when we were texting. But for what your brother's trying to do and what this guy's doing is like, I've never even considered creating, you're saying like a safe place or mm-hmm. soft bar is the word, but to have like a place where everyone like literally can go yeah. out and like they don't even have to be mocktails. They could just right. be a place where like, hey, this is a social gathering yeah. spot. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is so crazy that no one's thought of that. Maybe they have, yep. maybe it's just not like marketed or mainstreamed yeah. in that sense, but it's like
we'll
there's content. A ton of people out there that are just yeah. like, hey, I'd love to go out and like mingle and yeah. talk, but not be
without the pressure of
yeah.
yep. getting drinking, fucking, yeah. yeah, like in a fight or.
Isn't it crazy that drinking's the one thing that you feel shame telling people that you don't do? Like, yeah. you go out and people, like, pressure you
They're
into like, drinking. It's like pressuring
Especially
you into doing
ages.
Coke or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah,
it's
and like, yeah.
I don't shame anybody in drinking. I don't. I was a fucking mess. I can be around people that drink. I have mm-hmm. no issues with anybody drinking. What I don't like is people pressuring people
yeah.
into
yeah.
drinking.
1,000%.
If someone doesn't want to have a drink, don't let them.
Yeah, but if you
alcohol
create
is a drug.
An entire space, like what's, yeah. what's, give me a little bit more about what
so
this is.
It, the space.
Wait, can I just do the sobriety.club
yeah.
on Instagram, please go give it a follow. I will be posting more about it. We'll put the links up to both these different things that we're talking about here, but please go support my brother because
yeah.
it is also my company too
yeah,
that
you're
I'm
part
partnering
of this with your brother.
Him. With yes but yeah. yeah please continue.
No, I mean 100% and I think it is cool to see more of that movement people mm-hmm. taking ownership of it and saying this is kind of ridiculous. And coming back to your question, Joey, Soft Bar is a space in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. It is a place they're open from early morning serving coffee with like functional mushrooms and other ingredients that help with focus. And mm-hmm. then they're open late serving, you know, they can't, they're soft cocktails. They're not mocktails because I guess that's copyrighted
mm-hmm.
sure.
as a phrase. So, but it's really cool. Like they have these professional mixologists that come in and they're making these craft drinks
awesome.
And they're really nice and they have really cool partnerships with different companies that are also in that space. And you start to get a little bit deeper in it and you realize that that NA space as well really is mm-hmm. just starting to take off. And
yeah.
you have brands like Hayo and Kin and a bunch of other ones that really are focusing on that functional aspect. And
mm-hmm.
you know, some of them are a little sweeter than others. So you get that kind of like sugar high. But
mm-hmm.
if you can create that space and bring people together, that's really cool. And
yeah.
build that community. Emma Chamberlain was someone who did this with her coffee and being able to open, like she built a community around the coffee product itself, but then creating and launching an actual brick and mortar coffee shop,
mm-hmm.
again, is this next extension
right.
of 100. Influencers and creators,
mm-hmm.
you know, building community.
I mean, that's what your brother's
that's
trying
what
to
we're
do.
Doing.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And
that's
I think
like
it's cool
goal.
That people like, it's a lifestyle now, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And it's okay to, it's not, you don't have to feel shame in not
no.
drinking.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I went for a stage like that where I'm like, I felt guilty for not drinking with people. I feel
mm-hmm.
like I had to.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, I don't have to do fucking shit.
Right.
And no one should ever pressure yeah. me into doing it. Because it is a drug,
yeah.
you guys. It is. And it's the only drug in the world where people pressure you into fucking doing. Like, come mm-hmm. on, just one
yeah.
drink. Just one. Come on. Yeah. You just, no big deal. Okay, have a shot. Just a shot. Oh, you fucking loser. Why don't you want to take
right.
a shot? It's like silly, but
right.
like, yeah, I'm always like, if you can drink whatever you want, like, I don't care if my friends drink,
mm-hmm.
I don't care if you drink, I don't care. I can be around you with alcohol. I have alcohol in my
yeah.
house from 4th
right.
of July
yeah.
that I won't touch,
yeah.
right? But it's just the pressure of people that people put
right.
on other people
yeah.
to
right.
do
I just
want to
say too, I think with our like age and everything, like
mm-hmm.
you're a single woman
mm-hmm.
and when you're talking about going out on a date, especially at night, it's like it always ends up being in a situation around alcohol. Yeah. And how cool would it be to like go to a place like that where yeah. it's like no pressure and exactly. it's just, you can but hang out with like-minded experience. People. And even if it's mm-hmm. on a date, if it's just like looking for like platonic friends, like there's so like many people, there's so many people sobers. Our yeah. age who struggle with how do I meet somebody? Like yeah. where am I going to meet mm-hmm. them? You know, like
kind of like a little
exactly.
yeah, like dating spot. Yeah. yeah, it's good. It's a good idea.
Which mm-hmm. if there's a good guy out there that's trying to impress you.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean,
hey, hey, if you don't drink,
are you listening closely? Yeah.
Who knows? Not really much. But yeah, I think, oh, and I do want to do a little PSA, right? About, this is completely different too, but I did want to add it into mm-hmm. yeah. certain fans, right? I just want to say, I appreciate you guys so, so, so much, right? And I love you so much, but I will say that there is a line when it comes to the relationship that you have with me or whoever it is that you are a fan of, right? And that is when it comes to our homes, do not think it's okay to come to our house, to send anything to our house, to hand deliver anything to our house or post our house publicly. There is a line and it's inappropriate and it should not happen, not even once. I'm just putting it out there because it's been a lot recently.
Well, we're coming off the back of Daria's episode.
Of course, of course. Like we just come off the back of that. There is some things going around and for other wrestlers too, not just female wrestlers. But as a woman that lives by herself, I will tell you this. My house is armed. My house has cameras and my house has a dog that is very well trained. That will hurt you if you come on my property, right? And I just wanted to get that out there, just so everyone knows. I love you guys more than anything in the world, and I appreciate the support, but it is not acceptable to do the things that I just told you, and I just want to put it out there just so we can like break that cycle right here and right now before yep. anything else continues, okay?
I'm sorry you even have to say that.
No, yeah. I'm just saying, well, a lot of the women have to say it. I saw Rhea Ripley post something not too long ago where she's like, it's not okay yeah. to deliver letters yeah. to my house.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's not okay to go near my mailbox. It's not okay yeah. to come near my house. Daria, it's not okay to break into my fucking house. Yeah. It's not okay to follow me like wherever I go. Like, it's right. not okay. There should be a line. Yes, everyone you can be a
safe.
Fan.
Everyone yeah. should
but
feel
you
safe.
Should make, yeah. make us feel safe in the mm-hmm. process. Yeah. There was a video recently which we can show on here, that was on TikTok, of someone following me from my gate. So they bought a ticket within the airport to video me for a good 40 to 45 minutes because I was there for a signing and I had to wait for the rest of these celebs to come in.
Right.
And so they were like, just wait here. This person never came up to me, never asked for a picture, never asked for a signature, never asked for a video. And he filmed
bought
me.
Bought a ticket to get past security to yeah. film you coming off the plane.
From a distance.
Yeah, that's it was insane.
And that
wild.
Makes me feel so uncomfortable too. Mm-hmm. So please don't do that. That's I'm cool. I will take a picture with anybody at any time, even at the fucking airport where most people hate. And I don't like doing it either, but you come there with a billion pictures. I'll sign a couple of them. But you come, you're outside the fucking hotel, you're outside the airport or whatever the case may be. But do not do it where you're making me feel unsafe. Mm-hmm. That makes me feel unsafe.
Yeah.
And I'll have to show you. My niece, I picked her up from school when I went back to England. And she was like, Auntie Rhea, there's like this video of this guy that's following you around. And she went around at school and she was showing me the video.
That's crazy.
And I was just like, she was scared for me. And she's so young, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I was just like, it's okay, I'm safe, yeah. you know? Mm-hmm. There was people around me. But like, I don't want you to concern my nieces and nephews yeah. and post that stuff online for them to see as well, because they're going to think that some fucking creep is stalking me or whatever. Yeah. And it looks like it. So I just want to put that little PSA out there. No kissing me at signings. No finding my house and my address or sending anything to my address or turning up at my address.
We have a P.O. box.
And there is a P.O. box.
You want to send her stuff? Send it there.
Yep.
And then also do not follow me from a little bit far away filming me for a good 40, 45 minutes. Just come up to me. I'm chill, I promise. So there's some things, I feel like that's common sense. The fact that I have to repeat myself about that is very silly. But again, the fans that don't do those things, which is 99% of you, you're amazing. Thank you for the support. Yeah. We are blowing up when it comes to rule breakers. We did American Monster a couple of weeks ago. And the amount of people that came up to us, you know who you are because you're probably watching right now, that said they were there because of rule breakers.
And this was in Vegas over Halloween.
Halloween. We had fans coming up at signings, literally asking about
Where's Adam?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just like, so we're doing something really great here and I love you guys so much. So thank you for sticking with us. We just reached 50,000 subscribers. We're going to keep going. We're going to get that plaque for 100,000 very soon.
I need it so much.
Yeah, I know. Joe's dying.
All
of us cannot thank you enough for your support. And we're really, really happy that you are loving what we're doing.
And we're loving what we're doing.
And and let's say next year, we're going to be taking Rule Breakers on the road, which we're very excited about. Coming to a small theater near you. Thank you, guys.
See list those cities. List the cities.
Oh, list the cities below. Okay, now go.
Yeah.
Yay.